Hello, this is Yvette Francina from SearchSoftwareQuality.com here with Kevin Beaver, talking today about common security-related oversights, assumptions, and blunders in software testing. Kevin is an independent information security consultant, speaker, author, and expert witness at Sensible Logic. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Yvette. Thanks for having me on today.
So, Kevin, there's a lot of talk about security needing to be integrated with this SDLC. How do you explain this to the average CTO or development manager?
Well, security can be mapped to practically every aspect of the SDLC, and I know every shop does development and QA differently. You know, some people use Agile, some people just take the traditional approach, some people have no approach at all. But by and large, most software development life cycles are the same. You know, the development phases, the QA phases, and whatnot. So, looking at it from a security perspective, you know, you have to look at the big picture and see how security affects practically every decision that you make related to software. You know, the why, the when, the where, the how, the who, all of that stuff. And once you see that, once you see, you know, start asking these questions from a security perspective, you know, wearing your security hat, you'll see that it does snap in nicely into this function. You know, business security goals, be it compliance, regulatory compliance, audit requirements, whatever, business security goals often map right into requirement specifications for software, for web applications, for standalone applications, client server, whatever the case is. So that's another approach that ties security in with the SDLC. The feature analysis of the overall software project really can be distilled down to which security features are going to make it into the final code base, which security features are going to make this application meet the business requirements that we have. And then, of course, there's the development phase where you write the actual code, or you know, you integrate external modules, you know, to enhance the security of your application, be it, you know, encryption, be it input validation, checking for buffer overflows, or maybe you're using managed code and you're using some of those modules to help ensure security. And then the testing, implementation, post-implementation review phases of any given SDLC, they all involve security. It's kind of what we're talking about here, you know, the actual security testing of your application, of your software. How are you going to ensure that the application meets not only your business requirements, but also comes out relatively clean and relatively secure? And then finally, there's the ongoing maintenance phase, where you would perform, you know, your ongoing security tests and so on to make the software better. So that's sort of the essence of how security plugs into the software development lifecycle. Now, integrating it into the lifecycle, that's a whole different issue, but that could be for another discussion.
Okay. What's the most common application security flaw that you see?
I would say input validation, generally speaking. Basically, where an application accepts random input from a user from, you know, in an automated fashion through some sort of link, through a web service or whatever, that leads to security problems like cross-site scripting, SQL injection, parameter manipulation, command execution, things like that. That's what I see. That's the biggest issue that I see by and large. I see a lot of other little things, typically misconfigurations within the web server and things like that. But it's that good old input validation, and it's one of those things that's haunted us for years. It's probably going to continue to haunt us because of the complexity of the applications that we're developing. And there's so many different inputs, and there's so many people involved, and there's so many ways of going about manipulating an application and talking to and interfacing with an application. So that's definitely the biggest one that I'm coming across, and I don't see that changing in the near future, at least.
What about the biggest oversight when performing security tests? What do you see? Is that the same?
Yeah, I actually think that looking at it at a higher level, it's not looking at the system as a whole, you know, from every possible angle, taking every perspective into account and really putting things into context. Some people will run a scan, and if everything checks out okay from the outside, they assume that that's all that they need to do. They assume the application's secure. They check off their audit list, and everything is good, but that's not always the case. You've got to look at it from the outside, from an internet perspective, assuming it is connected to the internet. You need to look at it from a trusted user's perspective. You need to actually log into the application and see what can be manipulated from a user's point of view, using automated scanners and using manual analysis, because you're going to find things using both techniques and both methods. It's definitely not looking at the system as a whole and then not putting everything into context that does surface. I think that's probably the biggest oversight.
So based on that question, what's the biggest mistake you see when it comes to application security testing?
Inaction. I see this all the time. People, they don't have the motivation or the desire or the will or the money or whatever to get started. The lady Ayn Rand, she's the author of Atlas Shrugged, she once said, "We can evade reality, but we cannot evade the consequences of evading reality." And sadly, businesses around the world experience the consequences of inaction on a daily basis. You know, it's really a situation that if you choose the behavior, you choose the consequence. If you choose not to look at your software, at your applications, if you assume that development has done all the right things, or you assume that your QA testing has done enough in the area of security when it comes to just basic functionality, basic buffer overflow checking, and things like that, it's not going to be enough. People in business, especially management, they have to realize that software security problems that we're facing today aren't going away. And once they realize that things aren't going to change, they'll see that it's up to them to make things happen, and they can do that, and relatively inexpensively and fairly easily. And I think that's probably the biggest hump, that this whole inaction thing is based on fear and lack of knowledge, and assuming that all is well just because the developers and the QA testers say that everything's well without actually digging in further.
So your biggest piece of advice would be then to take action in getting educated or just making sure your system is thoroughly tested, or what would you say would be the biggest advice you would give?
Absolutely. Educate yourself, understand what your risks are, understand what you're up against, understand what there is to lose. And, obviously CertSoftwareQuality.com has some great resources on this, on getting started and understanding what can happen. And there's we see this in the headlines quite often as well, what can happen when you're not looking deeply enough into your application. So educate yourself, get management on board, get all the right people on board, both technical people and operational people, including project managers, product managers, and so on, and just come up with a game plan. You don't have to drain the ocean all at once, but just come up with a plan and, start working on it, start working on moving forward, and eventually you'll have a good security testing methodology in place, and you'll be able to find the stuff that matters.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome.